97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. Big Papa in the morning. Welcome back to the show from Little People, Big World on TLC, Matt Roloff. Matt, how are you?
I'm great. I'm doing good.
Now, are you dead?
No, I'm here to tell you I'm alive and well. That was a stumper of a question, but yeah, no, I'm alive and well. I'm not dead.
Well, that's how it got left on TV. So, all intents and purposes, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, no, I fell on the floor, and then it's amazing what you can do where you can stall the frames a few seconds, and it made it look like I had hit the big one.
Did you know that they were going to do that, or did you see that on TV with the family being like, oh my God?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saw it in the in a preview, and I was like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? And but you kind of block it out of your mind, and because you're reviewing a number of episodes, so you see it, and then you think, geez, did they really just show it look like I was dead? And you don't always know where the place in the show is going to be. You don't know what's going to be the series finale. So the day that it actually aired, it was quite a shock because there was so much reaction to it. Everybody was, aghast. My mother was calling me trying to figure out if I'd dropped dead, but they don't realize that it's, taped several months earlier, and I was fine.
Mom, I'm okay, Mom.
I'm okay, Mom.
Everything's fine. It's the same thing with me. Mom will roll over. She doesn't know what radio station I work for or anything, but she'll roll over. She'll turn on the clock radio that I have set to the station, and she'll hear my voice and then roll back over, and she knows I'm alive. True story. We're talking to Matt Roloff, Little People, Big World on TLC. Website, theroloffamily.com is the website. This is your last season?
Yeah, we this looks like it's going to be our last season. We've been doing it now for 6 years. I don't know what it's been, 230 episodes or something. And I think, TLC's ready for a break. We're ready for a break. I think it's a good time to sort of just wind down. We thought last season was going to be the wind down, and then they did this big major cliffhanger. So they came to us after the cliffhanger, and we're like, well, we're ready to be wrapped up and done with it. And they're like, uh-oh, we got some loose ends we got to tell you. So we all agreed to try to see if we could put a better bow on the family, better bow on all the storylines and tidy things up a little bit. So that's what we're doing this season.
Well, of course, that and the suitcases full of cash don't hurt either.
Well, it's not as good as people think, that's for sure. But it's been good to us in a lot of different ways, and we appreciate the opportunity we've gotten to be able to give back and do our charities and also to secure the family and be able to share with people about dwarfism. So it's been good all the way around.
And that's funny, and I'm glad you kind of made that point. I don't want to get into specifics or whatever, but the general realization or the general mindset is, okay, they're on TV, they're on a reality show, they must be millionaires. That's the stereotype.
Yeah, that's just not true in the reality genre. That's just not the case. It's not anywhere near the scale that it could be of somebody that is a scripted SAG type actor. And in our case, our fee is split six ways, and by the time the government gets a hold of it. So no, it's not. You don't become millionaires from it.
However, it does set you up to be able to do other things and appearances. Now, is it true that you and your wife do like motivational speaking and stuff like that?
We do, and I've been on a tour. That's what I've been actually doing. I've been zigzagging across the country doing these motivational tours, and that's really what we enjoy doing, and that's really something that both my wife and I really, you get to reach out and meet with people and hear their questions and chat with them face-to-face, as opposed to being on a TV show where you're really just sort of, you're doing the talking and they're getting to know you, but you're not really getting to know anybody in return. And so it's really neat to be able to go out and meet people face-to-face and hear their questions and be able to listen to what's on their mind, so that we really enjoy that. And Amy and I both are very active in going out and talking to colleges and universities and what have you.
Again, we're talking to Matt Roloff, the show Little People, Big World on TLC. Website, theroloffamily.com. Now, you're doing all this touring. You're doing all the motivational speaking. Do you have groupies?
Groupies?
Yeah.
Well, you might say that. We call them stalkers a lot, but we do have some real, crazy incidences that happen when, folks are just a little bit overzealous. And But I don't know about if we have groupies that follow. I think the kids, you know, Jeremy and Zachary kind of have maybe groupies, but we certainly have people that are excited about our show and are excited about meeting us that are wonderful, and we get to shake a lot of hands when we walk through airports and what have you. And people always comment that they feel like they're part of our family, you know, and we love what everybody's, how they're responding to our show and responding to how we're sharing our stories with them.
All right, Matt, give me a stalker story, because I know you got one. I know you got a juicy one right on the tip of your tongue.
A stalker story or a stalker story?
Stalker story.
Well, we let's just say that we've got, you know, people don't realize that our kids and us, we have to constantly be, even though there's only one in a thousand people that are really, really crazy, you know, we've got a couple of those in our life, and it does put you on edge, and it's unfortunate because then anybody that comes up to you, you have to look at them a little bit differently through a different filter, and we've had to have, armed guards at the house and everything to keep an eye and the FBI involved and things, because there's people that, you know, won't take no for an answer, and it can be scary at times.
Was it an ex-girlfriend?
No, it wasn't an ex-girlfriend. Amy would be able to handle that with no problem on her own.
It's Matt Roloff, Little People, Big World on TLC, the website, theroloffamily.com. Now, have you already shot this upcoming season?
Well, we've shot the bulk of it. We're still tidying up some episodes, so we're down right now. We're down to filming about once a week, mostly voiceovers and little pickup shots and what have you. So the answer is we're getting close. We've almost got this season wrapped, and Tilsey's already talking to us about some very specials and things that we're in discussions about. And we've got a number of other projects we're excited about, but right now we're just going to kind of take a breath and enjoy the run that we've been on, and sort of relax and reacquaint as a family.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got to get going. I appreciate the time this morning. Congratulations on the run. Congratulations on everything. Thank you for letting America into your world, because it's a fantastic one. And congratulations to you and your wife for staying together, because normally reality shows and marriages, they don't mix well. So.
Yeah, that's the case, and we do feel like survivors on that regard. So thank you for having me on. It's absolutely my pleasure to be able to come on and chat with you.
Absolutely. It's Matt Roloff, everybody. Little People, Big World on TLC. Make sure you hit the website, theroloffamily.com. We're going to be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.